Welcome back. You're listening to Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. Helen, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any gayer, I think Dead or Alive actually probably looked at themselves and thought, we need to camp it up a bit. And then they bring out this DJ Hit That Button. Nice bit of high energy. No wonder they were my favourite band at school.
So Pete was saying, hit what button, Matt?
Well, you see, that's all the hidden complex meaning.
There's layers. There's layers in Dead or Alive songs. There's You Spin Me Right Round, Baby, Right Round.
Oh, yes.
There's
they layers. Have hidden shallows you are yet to explore.
Exactly.
Our city, with its special landmarks, its certain style, the Melbourne we love. It's lively, it's vibrant, and it's growing fast. We've got a new dynamism.
Melbourne. She's like the attention-deprived middle child. She's Jan to Sydney's Marsha. She's Danny to Sydney's Kylie. She never just quite gets there.
But she tries.
But boy, does she try. And that actually sort of brings me quite nicely to this week's rant, because I would actually argue in some areas she just doesn't try.
At all?
At all. No. And this particular week, I'm looking at planting. Now, I'm a little bit of an aesthete. Not an athlete, an aesthete. I think that's how you pronounce it, right?
Is that ass?
Aesthete. I like athlete, the way.
Aesthete?
Okay. I like how things look. So.
Oh, as in aesthetic.
Yes.
Not asses.
No.
But you like the aesthetics of asses. Okay, sorry. We're getting off track. Plants.
Absolutely. But anyway. Speaking of Marsha and Kylie, I was, you know, as you know, we've discussed this. I was up in Sydney on the weekend.
Don't do it. Do not do it.
And I'm going to go there slightly. I know they have a climate up there which is conducive to, like, gorgeous subtropical lush planting, etc. And then all down the streets, residential streets in Darlinghurst, just beautiful lush canopies of foliage.
You're going there, aren't you?
I am going there. Then you come down here.
Home.
Yeah. And the words I can use to describe the way Melbourne plants things around the city is piss weak.
Piss weak.
Piss weak. Okay. Piss weak effort. But this is only recently, right? Like, Melbourne has a rich history of beautifully cultivated parks and gardens. And actually, somebody up in Sydney this weekend told me, they said, we've got the harbour and it's amazing and everything, but you've got all those beautiful parks and gardens. And I hadn't thought that before. I hadn't thought that through. I thought, yeah, you're right, actually. But that's sort of a bygone era. That's back in the days of yore, when the planners and our forefathers had the foresight to create a city that looks, in my opinion, this is going to be so controversial, European.
European.
European, right?
That was the look we were going for.
Yes, absolutely. And it's the look we should continue to go for. It's the look we should uphold. We should be respectful to our forefathers, and we should continue with that. And you know where I'm going with this? Melbourne City Council announced recently that they will be removing something like 700 London plane trees around the city and replacing them
with eucalyptus.
Yeah, oh, you had to say it, didn't you? Yes, that bastard of a tree that belongs in the bush, quite frankly.
The eucalypt.
The eucalypt.
What's the eucalyptuses? Is that eucalypti?
Eucalyptus.
Oh.
Yeah. Prime example, and I'm going with the piss week thing here, the piss week theme, is where I live, there's a beautiful new architectural square that's opened opposite my apartment building.
Right.
That took, I think it was something like 38 years to build. And at a cost.
Well, we don't like to rush things.
No. And it cost, I think it cost more than the Beijing Olympics.
Excellent.
But, yeah, right. Anyway, I was walking through there the other day. There's one part of the square which is, as the marketing renders depicted when it was first announced to the general public that this thing was going to be built, this beautiful wooded, shaded area with deciduous trees. And, you know, it was like captured in autumn and they were like romantic visions of reds. And it was like Kyoto.
Little gay people running across the
yes.
holding hands
yes.
and skipping.
Fairies
and,
at the bottom of the garden.
And
you know,
ribbons and yeah. a ribbon dance.
Well, I'd love to show you the photo I took of this place, because actually this part of the square is called, they've actually made a sign and called it The Forest.
The Forest.
The Forest. Now,
and it ain't Sherwood.
If a forest is a clump or a cluster of about three gum trees, and actually they're not trees. They're gum saplings. They're shorter than I am. And I'm sorry, I've experienced arrested development in my life. Look at me. Too much wanking, they said. So if your definition of a cluster is about three, about 150 metres apart, then, yeah, that's a forest.
That a forest makes.
Yes, it does. I mean, I walked past and I was like, oh, the mystery.
Better not get lost.
Don't approach the forest of bad dreams. You know, I was expecting four schoolgirls in Victorian garb to come out of it going, my God, we've finally made our way out, Miranda.
The forest of broken dreams.
Look, it wouldn't be so ridiculous if they hadn't put the sign "The Forest" there. So, but this is what I'm saying: like Melbourne just revels in her own piss weakness. If you go,
she embraces it. She owns it.
Yes, absolutely. If you're going to do something, do it properly. And I have two words to say to you, Kimmy.
No, mediocre.
And then fail to meet that. I've got two words to say to Kimmy. Pop up. Pop up anything. Pop up.
Look, pop up forests.
But pop up parks. Oh my goodness me! There's one in Chinatown at the moment. You have got to go and look. This will become a tourist attraction, I reckon.
A pop up park.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically a vacant lot. So it used to have four or five car parks on it, right?
With a couple
right
of eucalyptus.
Right in the middle of Chinatown. We're talking some of the most expensive land,
real estate
in the CBD. They have literally put a couple of old tin drums in there with a sad, scraggly looking gum sapling. Clinging to life, and they've got a chair under it, like someone's going to go and sit under it and enjoy the wonderful surrounds. And what I find amazing is that the Melbourne City Council at the moment seems to be modelling its planting schemes on the bucolic splendour of Calder Park Raceway. Have you ever been out there?
No.
I've got to say, it's the thistle capital of the world. It is. It's like Scotland meets Mars. Although I drive, because my parents are about that way, so I drive past it every day, right? And I sometimes go past this rolling hills of Scotland meets Mars.
Okay.
Although occasionally there is quite a lovely sculpture of tyres sitting there in the middle of Suchfield, waiting to be burnt.
And no doubt the odd shopping trolley.
And a shopping trolley. Yes, absolutely. And I think, I'm home.
It embraces you. It envelops you in its warm rubber tire.
Desolation. Desolation. Yes. But anyway, report card time.
Please.
And as you know, this is a regular thing now. What I do is I take one of my Year 9 report cards.
Yes.
And I take a comment from one of the teachers on my Year 9 report card and I apply it to Melbourne. We need to talk.
Year 9 wasn't a good year for you.
Oh, no, it was a whopper. I absolutely loved it. I'm getting so much material out of it. Anyway, this one was 2 out of 10. Very good. And that was by my art teacher. I think she had a lot of inner conflict going on. Melbourne, we need to talk.
Coming up on Bad Gays, every think you ever wanted to know.